Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
We're so glad you joined us today on the podcast. We pray this is a time for you to stop, listen, and take in the truth of the Word of God that is for you and for me. So I just returned from a trip to the happiest place on earth. Yes, Disney World. Before I left, many people shared about their visits, their love for all things Mickey, and above all, what I should know before experiencing this amazing life-changing week. In their own words, your life will not be the same, Rhonda. I couldn't go anywhere or say the word Disney without people who had experienced it share their love for this amazing place. It was like a buzzword. Disney, Disney. Oh my goodness, you will love it. Why did people want to share about this wonderful place? Was it their experience, their true joy, or their love for all things Disney? It made me stop and think about what I share with people. What I love, what I treasure, what makes me joyful, what has given me reason to share. I don't know about you, but I can lose sight of sharing what I know is true from the gospel. Think about it. The best news ever, and I often keep it to myself. Why? Peter and John in Acts chapter 4 didn't keep the good news to themselves. Peter and John are speaking to the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They were arrested because the Sadducees were annoyed. But the scripture says many people, about 5,000, heard and believed. The next day, they assemble the elders and scribes and a bunch of other people and ask Peter and John by what power they have done this. Peter, by the power of the Holy Spirit, tells them there is salvation in no one else and no other name under heaven given to people by which he must be saved. I don't know about you, but I'm not sure I would have been as bold as Peter when all of these people are staring at me and deciding what they will do. The people were amazed at Peter and John and realized they had been with Jesus. But they didn't want them to continue to share, so they confronted them again. And these are the verses that stop me today. Listen to this scripture from Acts chapter 4, verses 19 through 20. Peter and John answered them, "Whether it's right in the sight of God to us to listen to you rather than to God, you decide. For we are unable to stop speaking about what we have seen and heard." Peter and John couldn't stop speaking and sharing about what they knew to be true. Why should we share the gospel? We share the gospel because it is motivated by love. We share the gospel because of the possibility of a new creation in Christ. We share the gospel because of the message and the commandment from Scripture. We share the gospel because of the price that was paid. The challenge from the Scripture today is to remember that we have the best message to share. We have the greatest story to share. We have the most amazing experience to share. What if we were like Peter and John and couldn't stop speaking about what we know? The story we have to share is better than the happiest place on earth. It's eternity with our Creator and Giver of life.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.